Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Geeks Next Door. I'm Chris, and I thought today to start, when we're introducing ourselves, the other four people will introduce you based on which Marvel character you most represent. So I'm Chris, which Marvel character do I best represent? Go!
God.
God? A character who thinks they're the best at everything?
Superman, maybe?
Superman's DC dipshit.
Oh, damn it.
What does it have to be Marvel? Or are we Marvel. Limited to the Marvel universe?
We're limited to the Marvel universe, yep.
All right. Yeah, because right now that's the best movie Marvel universe right now.
That's right.
How about Vision? Vision.
Vision?
Nope. If I had to say anyone.
Thanos.
No, I'm going deep cuts. I'm going to say from the Shi'ar Empire, Gladiator. Gladiator's power is completely based off his ego. The larger his ego, like as long as he thinks he's the best, he is the best. But as soon as someone is able to slap him around a little bit, he becomes incredibly weak.
Sounds like Chris.
It sounds like Chris.
Wait a minute. All right, never mind. We're accepting. We're nothing but accepting, so I'll accept that. So,
oh, man.
Alphabetical order again. Adam?
I'm A-Dubs. What?
That's
Marvel
right.
Action figure. Character.
Action figure. Action character.
Character. Do I most represent?
Yes.
There's only one.
Who's that?
Aquaman.
Aquaman is DC dipshit.
Yeah, it cannot be Aquaman. There's a reason why I chose Marvel. It's too easy with DC. That's right. So we're going with Adam. We're looking for Marvel characters.
Adam, let's see. Maybe Scarlet Witch?
And why?
I can see that. I like Scarlet.
Because she's insane
he's
like
super
him?
Super emotional.
That is true.
And he loves to like try and distort reality.
What? It's not me at all.
Hey, we're accepting.
You're half
Adam.
Right.
Accepting.
We're accepting. We're
That's
accepting.
Right. Exactly.
Nothing else. We're gonna.
As long as she can set things on fire, I'm okay with that. So.
All
right. Okay. Now this is gonna be the hard one because Dave can't talk to about himself. Dave, who do we think Dave best represents?
That's a
tough. Hey, you can't talk.
Can't talk.
Well, I'm saying that's
say
a tough one.
I'm gonna say Hulk, because sometimes
Hulk is
Dave gets mad.
Oh no,
yeah,
Dave doesn't get that mad.
Well, wait, right. Which Dave are we talking about? Wait, that changes everything.
Me.
Alphabetically, would be Dave.
Well, that changes everything. I was talking about D2.
All right,
angry D2.
D2. I could see the Hulk fitting.
D2. What do you think about Quicksilver for Dave?
Well, full of himself, all knowledgeable. Well, no.
And I have a weird obsession with my sister who's Scarlet Witch, also known as Adam.
That's right!
I think I'm by far the slowest one, though. So.
But you're... That's true.
Yeah, I don't have a good answer, but if I was forced to make an answer, I would say somewhere along the lines of like the Punisher, who's very quiet and beats people up and takes a lot of hits. That's what I would say.
I agree, but I'm looking for somebody a little more egotistical, like Magneto has a giant ego.
That's true.
And it's really hard, but it's a tough one.
I even though it's about me, I could say that because Magneto thinks he's right no matter what.
All right, we'll go with that then. All right, that's good. All right, Dave 2, which Marvel character do we
the
think?
Hulk.
It sounds like I'm already the Hulk.
I need a rationale for this.
I could come.
D2 angry. D2 rolls his own dice.
It's I like can count my own dice.
Like a scientist, with glasses. And then all of a sudden he's angry. Turns green. Burst out of his clothes. I mean, how could you get more accurate than that?
Loves wearing purple pants.
That is true.
That is
he does
true.
Love the color purple.
Okay, so you are purple and angry all the time.
So.
Okay, Ryan, who do we think Ryan is most like?
I would have to say Hawkeye. He's but a human and completely worthless to the team.
What?
Oh,
he brings human...
No.
Ah, right. I thought of that joke when we first started, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. This one's coming at you.
Hawkeye's no. kind of boring, though.
I would say, like, if it would be like...
Well, that fits Ryan. Boring.
Like, like the anti Tony Stark, because he's a human with a robot heart.
You want to be a robot with a human heart.
Bizarro Tony Stark.
That's DC.
Of Captain America like.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking, except for he doesn't. No, that's a good one. That or Scott Summers, I could see, because they're both kind of Boy Scouty douchebags, you know.
Ooh, that's really
and
good.
And Ryan does shoot beams of light out of his eyes.
What about Phoenix, Scott?
Yeah, but what about Sam Wilson? Isn't he kind of like.
The Falcon?
Yeah, isn't he kind of like. Rah rah buddy buddy, like with. Captain America.
Yeah,
isn't he like
sure.
the athletic supporter for Captain America?
Yes, the athletic supporter. I'm just gonna go Captain America. I kind of like him.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's pretty good.
I think that's a pretty good one.
Okay, so I don't remember who was I again. I don't remember.
You?
Oh, you? Weren't you that? It was a very deep cut.
Yeah, what was it?
I said you were like Gladiator, but that's like no one knows that except
hey,
for like
that doesn't
four
matter.
Other people.
Does everybody remember what we kind of settled on for themselves?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
Sweet. So, we're gonna get started. I'm Gladiator, apparently. Adam.
I am the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, that's right. Dave.
Magneto.
That's right, Dave too.
I'm the Hulk.
And Ryan.
I am Captain America.
And that is one hell of a mashup team.
It's
so
a power team.
That's right.
It's a power team.
Yep. Let's get started.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. Turn up the party. Turn up the party. Party. Party.
All right, what's everybody got to talk about tonight? Who wants to throw something out there?
Let's see.
I'm looking at you, Adam. You have this look in your eye like I want to talk.
I was kind of going the same concept of if we were all DC characters.
Oh, fuck you.
I honestly did.
You.
Next week.
Yes. Yeah, you save that for the introduction next week.
God damn it.
Save it for after the movie Friday night. Oh, wait.
Right.
Everyone? Going.
There you go.
Like Adam's Aquaman.
That's
a given, up. Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
Except for a body for Jason Momoa.
So there's no bad ideas, but that was a bad idea. what else we got?
Adam was supposed to have a list pinned up.
One item list was DC.
Bullshit. Right. You're telling me you before Chris mentioned Marvel characters, you already had a list that said DC characters. I don't buy it.
I did.
You got a webcam. Let's see that list. You got a webcam. Let's see. There it is. It's a piece of paper that has
a piece of paper with no writing on it.
Nothing on it.
Bluff has been called.
What's a play with nothing on? Ah, fuck. I fucked that up.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, workshop that a little bit to come back to us. All right, so Adam dropped the ball. Anybody else got something?
Yep, I dropped the ball.
All right. Man, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on lately.
Well, let's just start with one and go from there.
We can continue our conversation around Zack Snyder and his destroying of the DC universe.
And his, like,
everything having to be gritty. I didn't do Grant Gustin because he brings a tone and levity that just doesn't exist. In
well, life. The thing that I read today that really annoyed me, it's like they have Batman, like, effectively manslaughter people in that movie.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. That's
where
not
it's like,
good.
You're like, oh, no, they blew up. It's like they blew up that gas tank 4 feet away from, like, guys, and then they probably burned to death. Batman didn't technically kill them.
Because we know that Batman will not kill.
Right. So that...
Not willingly.
Wait a minute. Okay, so in the Superman movie, Superman will not kill, but killed. Do you think that's where they're going with this one? Batman's going to be a killer as well?
Dude, I... Like, supposedly he's, like, made it so it's, like, it's all matters of, like, they got themselves in situations where they got killed. Like, he didn't technically kill them.
But even at that, there's many...
That's weird thing where he can be like, oh, I never killed anybody.
There's many situations where Batman puts people in that place and he gets them out of that, right?
Yeah, throw a batarang with a rope around their leg and they'll be hanging from the light post and stuff. But they'll still be alive.
They're not going to die.
Yeah, that's old school Batman. This is the new gritty 2.0 Batman.
There is no new gritty.
I know. But that's...
So this might be the worst. Have mental problems. This might be the worst one since Clean Man,
or the best one. Who knows?
Right. Also, what else were they thinking?
Fan reactions and critics. Affleck is being put up there as one of the best Batman.
Well, he's the bomb in Phantoms, yo. Everybody knows that.
He was the bomb in Phantoms.
It's no mall rats.
That's right.
No rats.
No mall rats.
The proprietor.
Professional mail. What was his name again?
Shannon Hamilton.
Yeah. All right. Ryan, once again, very, very vocal on the issue of comics.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about anything you're talking about. So
the irredeemable Ant-Man. I like Ant-Man.
Oh, fuck. How is that not Ryan?
Which Ant-Man do you like?
I like the fact that Dave got me an Ant-Man book.
And thanks.
I read it. And so now I appreciate Ant-Man.
Which Ant-Man?
The book that you got me, the comic book, was The Irredeemable Ant-Man, which I can't remember the guy's name, but he was not nice. He was just kind of a dick, and then he had a power suit and did what he wanted. It was kind of funny.
Yes.
Sounds about right.
It was not Scott Lang. It was not Hank Pym.
Oh, it was the third one?
It was the third one who was a criminal who just took it because.
Huh, okay. Well, somebody better bring up something, otherwise it's going to be Black Lives Matter pretty soon here, so...
Oh, man, don't get me started. But did you hear about... I just watching the news here when I came home. It was on, and
like an old man.
Bernie Sanders. Interesting, like, it was like reality TV going on. Trump was, like, starting some stuff with Cruz's wife.
I can't talk about this. I can't talk about this because he fucking quoted the best movie
American
in the world.
President.
Oh, yeah.
Chris's favorite movie, The American President.
The fucking... God, and he didn't even quote it. He ripped it off.
Yeah.
No, but Ted Cruz said that. He said something like...
He's a fucking douchebag.
Like, if you... I don't know. I'll look it up.
Oh, yeah. You look it up.
Do you think he consciously quoted it?
Yes, I do. You don't fucking come up with that line unless you're quoting that movie. That is a movie quote, and he's done it in the past where he quoted a different movie. That
Princess Bride.
But doesn't he get credit for that? Oh, yeah, he said, if he wants to get in a character fight, he should stick with me. You know, and then he talks about his wife having way out of his league.
Yeah, that's the direct quote.
Which is the quote from...
American President. So if he would said that afterwards, like, I'm one of my favorite movies. I got that line from one of my favorite movies, American President. But when he's taken out of context and plagiarizing, he can go fuck himself, and Aaron Sorkin should goddamn sue that motherfucker, and I hate him, and he should die.
I'm surprised that angers you. I mean, it's like a homage.
I don't know if you could be sued for quoting things out of context.
He definitely can.
Oh, man, I would be
$12 trillion in debt.
But you are not running for president. It's presidential plagiarism. He should go to jail, and then he should be raped in jail.
It's just like playing somebody's song without their approval, right?
Yeah, except for worse, because it's one of the best movies ever made.
I'm
glad we're all in agreement on this.
I was just on the other day, and I'm just like... Oh, man, there's no way he would get to be the president.
Oh, I know, right? That's what Amy says about the guy from the West Wing, the president on the West Wing. She's watching that show now.
Yeah.
She's like, that guy would never be president. He's too nice and too good.
Right. Like,
which,
yeah.
Just kind of sad.
It's like there's no way he could be president. But, like, the only way he would be president is, like, if he was the vice president to someone that was kind of an asshole, and that president got killed, and he's like, I guess I'm president now.
Wait, you're saying that he's just too friendly, or I don't get it. You know, he's too nice? It's like...
He is Hollywood president, where it's like, Hollywood is known for a very, you know, a select, you
more
know,
more liberal and very, yeah, they have their, they like pick the most liberal Hollywood prison you could make that endorses their values.
I see. Gotcha. Yeah, so that Cruz Trump thing was pretty interesting. I was laughing out loud. Amber was saying, "You can't laugh because these people are actually running for president." I was like,
"Running,
entertaining.
They're the front runners. Fuck running."
I know. It's pretty hilarious. Apparently, some of Cruz supporters were passing around flyers with pictures of Trump's wife nude. Like,
she wasn't entirely nude. She was in a provocative pose.
Oh, it's pretty messed up. Where is the civil? There's no civilness. Where's the class? There's a lack of class.
Oh Jesus! Here we go on class again.
What about class? You know, Chris, you wouldn't understand about this. Now, Dave, you and I, you know what I'm talking about with class. You know.
Which Dave are you talking about?
It's a matter of respect.
Yeah. It is a matter of respect. Either like ego. Ego has no place in this world.
It did like, in Head of the Class, where that one guy was like went to the head of the class because he was in that show and he had ego. Yep.
Dude, so what? Gary Shandling died today. No one knows what happened to him either.
Who's Gary Shandling?
Gary Shandling. He was in Iron Man and Iron Man 2.
Oh, he's that one guy.
He was like, yeah, he called 911 himself. Was on the way there, and just like he died, no one knows exactly why.
Really?
No, they came out and his publicist said it was a heart attack.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Wait, no, wasn't he a part of Hydra or at least supporting Hydra?
Yes.
So
yeah, 100%.
So S.H.I.E.L.D. got to him, which I mean, he was a good comedian and all, but fuck, better for the world, I guess.
We got to eliminate them undercover Hydra agents.
Yeah, that horrible HBO comedy hour, like
called the Gary Shandling Show.
There you go. No, I think it was called like the Jim Belushi Hour or something.
It's the Gary Shandling Show, starring me. I'm Gary Shandling.
This horrible show.
Yeah, I don't think we were the right audience for that.
Yeah,
25 years ago.
Yeah,
when we were.
When we were 12 on HBO, I was like, I don't know what this is. This is terrible.
Just change the fucking thing so we can try to get some porn going through.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep Bill turning that dial. Geek.
He was watching the Gary Shandling Show on the latest episode I watched. Speaking of shows that are super old.
Bill Havercheck?
Bill Havercheck. good stuff.
Freaks, Freaks and Geek was a really good show, man. That was a show that never got really a chance.
Overrated.
What?
Excuse me. Sorry.
It's no. All right.
Freaks and Geeks is overrated. Topic. The American president is overrated.
Nobody likes it except for Chris. It's perfectly
American president
properly
like that movie.
Rated.
Whoa. I'm nothing but accepting here. I'm accepting.
No. The accepting part was just for the intros. You can do whatever the fuck you want now. We are not an improv show. Well, technically, never mind.
Yes, and
is that
yes,
a tec-
and
is that a technique?
Oh,
yeah.
So, okay. Speaking of TV shows,
yes.
What are the best TV shows of all time?
Firefly.
Of all time. Oh man,
well, why not?
Like, I had a list.
Did I hear somebody say MASH?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Anything on the CW. Just gotta say,
fucking the originals.
Without let's not do any. Don't look anything up on the interwebs.
Yep.
Let's say what top 10 are, and then we'll go through like I don't know. We'll find one on the, and I'll find one, and we'll go through and see how close we were to the top 10, or if we got any right.
Well, I can't say MASH. That's already gonna be close.
Well,
to the top.
MASH is gonna be top. Friends is gonna be top.
Okay.
Seinfeld.
Don't try to game the system. Yeah. Just say what's in your heart.
This
like,
is without...
what's a show that you would watch no matter what?
How I Met Your Mother?
Quantum Leap, because that was a show I would like to watch.
Quantum Leap?
It's good.
Way up there.
Oh, it's boy. Just happened to be one that, you know, maybe it was just the time, my age or something, but it was always good. Well, and MacGyver. So MacGyver out there was also pretty awesome.
You know, it's weird. I can remember being like, when, I don't know when Quantum Leap came out, but it was a long time ago. I can remember being young, like 12 or whenever it came out, whatever that, how old we were, like 12 or 13. Specifically, on one of the trips to my aunt's in Iowa, having to make sure I saw that episode of Quantum Leap on that Sunday or whatever night it was, that because it, we watched it constantly and you had to be there at that specific time to watch it.
See, we've lost some of that with this new technical age. Look at here, I'm sounding super old.
Oh, get off my lawn!
But you know what I mean? Like radio and television with its sort of, you know, everybody watched it at the same time. There's a certain community that came out of that. Now, there's different communities in the New World Order, but...
Community was a good show. I would agree with that.
NWA. I mean, NWO.
Yeah, I was going to be like, NWA?
Wait,
those
what?
Are specific people with attitude.
NWO, I'm sorry.
That white people cannot say.
Say, right.
Hey, this is audio. We could all be not be white. Nobody knows. Right. Oh, shit, there's a picture. Never mind.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, now, just a slight tangent, right?
Okay.
Like, say, you know, you're 100%. Like, what if you're, like, your mom's white and your dad's black? Are you in your half?
You can say up to three letters.
Really? Okay. See, I was wondering. It's like, if there's a point, because Ronda Rousey, his great-great-grandfather, I guess, was African-American guy that was, like, the first, like, a surgeon or something in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he also fight people?
Yes, he was super. But so,
judo throw, judo throw.
Like, so she's like an eighth.
Okay,
you know. So I'm like wondering, and like, I wonder, is there a point where it's like totally acceptable if you look away? Is it okay? If not, it's very interesting to me because it's like if you're accepting, is it okay for you to say certain word? You know that word.
What word? I think that. I think that people would say, if you're not living a typical life or being treated as a typical life because you can blend in or whatever, then you don't have the right to say anything.
Okay.
But that happens when there's like to people. If there's instances where there's somebody with a they look completely white but they have a black parent.
Right.
What do they do?
I know it's. I find it interesting because, like, words are interesting to me.
Yeah.
Words have power. Words are like bullets.
You have to be around racial topics, you know? You can't say things without worrying that you're going to step on an eggshell.
Oh, 100%.
Ryan bringing race back into the conversation?
Man, it's all about race for you, isn't it, man?
Ryan,
Jesus
Christ,
Ryan. Fucking Ryan, oh my God.
It was started by Ryan?
A topic of TV shows, and somehow we started talking about Ronda Rousey. What the fuck? How do you blame me for that?
Judo throw.
He's going to throw some
I said MacGyver in Quantum Leap, and then you're like, all right, hold on, guys. Just someone to take a tangent here. What if you're a half... What the fuck did that even...
It was organic how it got there. I can't remember exactly how it got there.
It was on Adam's list to get to. Don't worry. Here we go.
It was.
Okay, so back to the original question about TV shows. You said MacGyver and Quantum Leap.
What? Yep.
What are going to be in the top 10? Is that what you
just
said?
What
no,
are
no,
on
no.
yours?
All right, your personal.
Yeah. And we know MASH is on Adam's.
That's true. I do love a good MASH. For those of you who don't know, that was a TV show from 1976 until 85.
Oh, jeez.
It lasted longer than the actual Korean War.
That's right. Way too long. I kept turning the TV on and going, oh, shit, MASH. Change the channel.
It might have been longer than that. It was 11 seasons.
Years.
It is weird that we had, like, back then, we had TV shows that are comedies about wars. We don't really have that anymore. Like, you had Hogan's Heroes, which is about being a concentration camp in World War II. And we had MASH. And they had all kinds of weird shit like that. But today, we don't really have, like, Desert Storm Warriors. And it's a comedy about guys who fall in pits and stuff. We don't have that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I actually think I would watch Desert Storm Warriors.
It got canceled. What was he?
That was World War II.
Yeah.
About a bunch of Army reservists.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But
even even then, my guess is that it would be like just on the base here, or you know, because they're reservists, so they probably wouldn't go anywhere or anything. Yeah, that is interesting. I surrendered. Firefly is on my list. That's one of those. That's a show I can watch. That show and be entertained all the time. It's just really good, writing.
And the music's really good.
And the music's amazing.
Take my life. Take my life. Whatever. I don't remember, but it's fucking good.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really good.
So what else? What else?
I can watch Futurama till the cows come home.
Yeah, that's a really good show.
I never really got into Futurama.
It's got so many different topics. Like, plot, I don't know.
Like, Ryan, you should really like that show. Like, they had a whole episode of Futurama. They had a whole episode about, like they had a machine that could swap brains. And they actually had, like, a mathematician write a brand new theorem that had never been written before on, like, how many, like how long it would take, you know, for people to switch brains back and forth to get to like the optimal like randomization.
And they couldn't. They could switch it one way, but they couldn't switch it.
Switch
back.
It the other way. Yeah.
So
like if your brain could go into Dave, but then you couldn't go directly back to you, and then how everyone would have to switch back and forth for everyone to get completely mixed up and then back to the original settings without ever going back through one person.
Oh.
So they got a mathematician to come in there and write a whole new theorem.
Wow. Yeah. I watched that episode.
I feel like
earlier
they have
the week.
Time if they can do that. Like, you know, it's crazy how much they put into the depth that goes into some of these shows. You know? Why do they spend? I don't get that.
Because I think they're having fun too. They're like, this is a fun thing to try and figure out.
That's a weird thing. Why did Futurama not survive, whereas The Simpsons survived? Other than money.
Money.
What? Simpsons were ingrained. Simpsons had catchphrases.
They still.
That, like. Well, no, think about it. When did The Simpsons come out? It came out like 20, 24 years ago.
It was also one of the like first like sitcoms that was animated that was not just like. You know, for kids kind of thing.
Right, definitely.
Well, and look at Simpsons, too, to the point that every episode is usually something topical that has either happened within the last year.
That's true.
Very similar to what South Park is doing. Right?
That's true, yeah.
It's very relevant, where Futurama was more past.
Well, how many seasons did Futurama last?
Nine.
Nine seasons in a movie?
I think so.
So I'd say
maybe eight.
That's six in a movie.
It's like, yeah, but...
It's like saying, it, like, Simpsons was super successful.
Simpsons still on.
Still on.
Yeah, but it's no longer good. So
Hey, hold up. Why do you say that? Have you watched it recently? I bet it's still the same quality as it was before. It's just that we are no longer the target demo for that show. But I bet you it's still pretty fucking good. It's most of the same writers. I mean, why would it not be? Why would it be different?
Conan O'Brien is not writing anymore.
Yeah, but Conan O'Brien was... He's a hack.
Monorail.
I
haven't watched it in a while, but when I watched it, maybe it's probably like 3 years ago where I watched it, and I was like, this is not interesting to me.
Okay, so that's about when I watched it too, and I thought it was some of the humor was still good, some of the writing was still good.
Yeah, one of the complaints though is around Simpsons right now is that it's kind of repeating stuff that it did.
Simpsons did it,
but. You've been around for 25 years.
The Simpsons did it.
Repeat some stuff.
And the Simpsons are doing things that the Simpsons have done. Yeah. All right. Dave, too, besides a CW show, what's on your list?
X-Files.
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you watch all the new season?
Yep. I liked it. There were a couple weird episodes, I thought.
The one where her mom died?
Hey, I'm only three in. I got three left. Hey, what was the third episode?
Go,
oh, the fucking reverse werewolf kind of thing that they had. That was a really good episode.
Yeah.
That one was funny.
I like that one. He was bitten by a human, so he keeps turning into a human, but he's actually an alien.
Actually a werewolf?
Or, yeah, some sort of shapeshifter.
No, it's a lizard.
A lizard dude. Who hibernates for millions of years.
That was really a good concept for...
Yeah, that was good writing. Show. Yeah, I haven't finished the last three, but I will sometime.
Yeah, there's a weird episode in there when they bring in Robbie Amell.
Who?
Robbie Amell, CW guy. Come on now.
Robbie Amell is...
Who the fuck is Robbie
Stephen Amell's cousin?
Firestorm.
He was Firestorm.
Oh. Why did you lead with Firestorm?
Right.
He's one half of Firestorm.
Of Arrow, of Oliver Queen.
Yep. They're making a new movie called Code 8. We've not seen the short for that. I suggest everybody go to code8.com, take a look.
Oh, dang.
Damn, report. What the fuck? Are we sponsored by Code 8? What the?
We're going to be.
Right. And if you like clothes, why don't you visit thepatchery.com for all your patchery needs?
That's true, actually.
Speaking of new shows, hang on a second. Amy started watching a show, and I watched the first episode, too. It's with the big guy from the Hangover Move show. What's it called? He's a clown.
Like, physically big or big as in famous?
That was Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah. He has
but
a show.
Was, oh.
He's a clown.
His mom is Louis Anderson.
Yeah, that's why she wanted to watch. Baskets, that's the name of it.
Dude,
we watched
it
the first episode. It was actually pretty good. I don't remember what channel it's on, but I would highly recommend you check it out. As Baskets
dude,
was very
he went to clown college in, like, France. And then he got a job as a rodeo clown.
Yeah, it's called...
They're doing, like classic French mime techniques and stuff.
Like Marcel Marceau? Like...
Yeah, exactly.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah, he goes to...
Louis Anderson.
Yeah, and Amy was like, he makes a really good older woman, actually. He looks just
right.
like one.
And I was like, damn it, Louis!
Hey, when's that new Silicon Valley season coming out? Is that out yet?
24th. It premieres after Game of Thrones.
Wait. That's... March 24th?
April.
Okay, so like, that's tonight.
Oh, no, April 24th.
Okay.
Oh, BattleBots is pretty good, too.
Oh.
It's my favorite show of all time.
I would put Game of Thrones up there, though, on TV shows that I like to watch. They're much better than those stupid fucking books, I'll give you that.
Oh, the books are good. Although I never read the last one. You got to finish. Shit or get off the pot.
Yeah, because they're terrible.
He's 1,000 years old. And he loves football too much.
Is that what he talks about all the time?
He's never going to finish.
Dave,
yeah.
Dave, did you answer me about your non-CW show? I don't remember.
Yeah,
it's an
Xbox.
Oh, that's right. You had a great answer. Good job.
He's
got to
watch it with the lights on.
Well, it does get scary.
He gets scared of the fluke.
All I know is they have a baseball episode, and it's pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baseball with aliens.
That's right. It's amazing.
I just remember Amy said, quite possibly the greatest episode of television ever.
It's true. Okay, so what else we got? What else would be in your top 10 that's your kind of hidden in the back that nobody's thought about?
Breaking Bad.
Ooh, I hate that show because I've never watched it. I'm like, Ryan, it's probably bad writing.
I hate that show.
What? What are you talking about?
I really like that one. I like that series.
It's like The Simpsons. Oh, you haven't seen it in a while, but it's probably pretty bad.
Well, here's let me tell you about Simpsons.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think I explained myself.
Wait, where
well.
Are we going back to Simpsons?
Okay.
Once again, Chris started it.
But Simpsons did it.
Black Lives Matter, Ryan.
It's played out. You know, basically, it's okay if people like it. I just feel like when you watch it, you go like, oh, yeah, there's been a whole bunch of episodes where they say funny stuff. And then they start getting really crazy and weird. By the way, I never really was into the Halloween episodes. And I think, do they just get, they just over go over, I don't know, just do something different? I'd rather watch something different. I don't know. It's just
all. Yeah, that's what happens when you get old, when people can't go on your lawn anymore. And
get out of my lawn! Right, they're parking in front of your house.
So you mentioned Breaking Bad. Did who watched Breaking Bad? Who watched the whole series?
No.
I did.
Dave, did you?
Did you?
No.
So me and Dave are the only one with class, since Ryan likes to talk about class. So you guys are going to have to drive the conversation on Breaking Bad, because all I know, he was a chemistry teacher. Yeah, that's all I know.
Yeah, I thought the last season got kind of preachy. No,
preachy?
That's what Dave always says about MASH.
Oh.
Like the end of Aftermath with Jamie Foxx.
The one with Jamie Foxx.
It's been a while since I've seen
it's
it.
Been a while.
So that's the hard part, remembering it. But I thought they needed an ending real fast, so they kind of wrote.
No, it wasn't. They needed. I mean,
it was. It built and Russo, built and shit
yeah,
happened.
Vince Russo, he wrote the story and wanted to write it. To end it right, so it worked out nicely. Right. And I think what appealed to me was the whole, hey,
You use
downward spiral. I need to do something. And, okay, there's the teaching aspect, sure. But, you know, this guy's just having down on his luck. He has to do something, and he does something, and just spirals out of control, and he doesn't know what to do next.
He's making money.
Well, yeah. But, and, you know, he's all of a sudden, he's like, oh, my God, here's this. Oh, I need to protect myself, so I'm going to kill this guy, and then it's just going to spiral. And next thing you know, I'm taking out, like, this whole black market side of the business. So it was interesting. Mm-hmm. I just like the last scene.
I'm going to call you Heisenberg from now on.
Yeah.
Now that I know you're like, I can see you right, your ears spinning right now. You're like, you know, a teacher, I could do that. It's not that hard. Shit up.
Except for he's not a science teacher. He's a history teacher.
Yeah, the history of drugs. It's all good.
I would say Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh, I've been starting to rewatch that. And
that show was so good,
man. Since we talked about
it
the other day.
I didn't finish that, although I probably should. It was pretty good.
It's so good.
It's got some really good...
That is a show, seriously, audience. Like, I would watch on when it was on Fridays. I would actually watch it on Friday.
That's high praise. High praise.
I know. You go, you know, go to a movie and then come home and be like, oh, cool, this show was on. Sure, I'd watch it later. But I would also, like, Next Generation was, I think, the one of the last shows I literally did that every Sunday it was on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was a million years ago.
6 o'clock. Wasn't it six?
That's got to be on the list, yeah. Next Generation.
Sure. Okay.
Six or seven.
Yeah.
But it would be the trifecta Sunday night, so Next Generation, followed by Highlander, followed by
Renegade. With Lorenzo Lamas. Well,
sometimes you'd get Xena in there and maybe some Hercules.
No, those are Saturday shows.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Highlander is the first TV show that's like a sci-fi show that Amy ever watched with me. Yeah, I don't know why.
Here we are, born to be kings.
We're the princes of the universe.
TV.
Take my life, take my...
It's a fucking Serenity Highlander mashup.
Nice. Hey, Adam, do you remember the MASH episode where there was the chicken on the bus?
Chicken on the bus?
Yeah.
Hawkeye
was on a bus with a chicken and a lady, and the chicken kept making noises, and the North Koreans were getting closer and closer.
It was a pig, I thought.
It was a chicken. I'm pretty sure it was a chicken.
And it was towards the end of the season, and he was like, just shut up. Just make that thing shut up, right?
Right. That was fucking writing right there. That fucking episode made me cry. I'm fucking serious.
She ended up, like, having to kill it.
But it was a chicken.
A little baby.
Yeah, it was her baby. And that shit fucked up. That shit was good writing right there. You should go back and watch that and stop snoring, you son of a bitch.
So,
don't make faces at me.
Hawkeye had a bow and arrow. Why didn't he just shoot the North Koreans with a bow and arrow at him?
No.
He was named after last Mohicans.
Okay, you want a tough question? I'll give you a tough question. What is a really good TV show that you like that is female-centric? Has an all-female cast?
All-female cast?
Or is very much like most of the main characters are female or revolve around the females?
Alias.
Yeah, that's a good one. That fucking show is awesome.
that show was fucking awesome.
I really like that show.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, that's too easy though.
Eh.
It is. Right.
Gotta have a challenge.
What are you saying, Dave?
Dollhouse.
I didn't like that show as much. Wasn't that kind of
season?
Yeah. Was that the same writer as the guy from as Alias, or was that
Whedon? Wasn't.
Or was it Josh Whedon? Yeah.
JJ was was Alias.
Okay.
And this didn't run very long, but would you consider Terminator, the TV series?
Sarah Connor Chronicles? Female-centric.
Yeah, I didn't really like that, though.
I watched Grey's Anatomy for a while, but I would say that I do not like
it. Of course you did. Whatever, you love it. Just admit it.
Joy went to high school with one of the actors in that show.
You know what sucks, though? Is that girls show on HBO? That show was annoying.
I like that show. I think it's fun.
You still like it?
Yeah.
Wow, dude. I just like everyone.
I like two things.
Just be fucking nice to each other. Stop being
I like two things.
Assholes.
I think some of the writing's pretty good, and I like that people are, it shows people how they kind of are, and they're kind of dicks and all that. It's pretty funny.
The only thing that gets me through that show is when it's on, I'm just all like, hey, so I saw Kylo Ren in the shower. He had like an 8-pack.
See? Yeah.
Boy, he's a skinny little bitch. No, he's not.
I heard he was built.
Oh, yeah, I heard he was shredded. Hey, look what I found. It's Kylo Ren's lightsaber. Isn't it badass? Oh, that thing looks dangerous. Every time it's on, I just look at him and I'm just like,
Sorry I killed your son.
Son.
See, now you should hate that for the fact that it made Star Wars less enjoyable for you. You know what I mean?
It did make Star Wars less enjoyable for me.
It makes
that show better for me.
I was surprised, though, when he took off his helmet and I was like, look at this flowing locks that come on my helmet. And I was like, hey, that's that weird guy from that show. Oh.
I liked it because he looked like an awkward, like, young man.
20-something.
Wasn't confident, which I think was what they were trying to make happen with Kylo Ren. Like an awkward young man that happened to have a lot of power. Makes for an interesting subtext, you know. It's like, this guy is kind of actually a bitch, you know.
He's a little, like a little whiner.
No, I heard he was badass.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know I'm Kylo Ren. Yeah, we knew. I knew as soon as you threw me through the wall.
You force choked me through the wall.
I knew when you walked in the door and said hi, I'm Matt.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. People say SNL sucks now. They're like, SNL sucks. It's terrible writing and stuff. There's been some really good episodes in the last few years, and I think it's mainly because people don't watch it as much, or they just don't give it, you know, some of the good players are gone. So.
I think it's because it's so hit and miss, you know, each week, that if you catch it on a bad week, you're just like, man, forget it.
I can see that.
Like, can you name, the last couple seasons, can you name a superstar? Out of Saturday Night Live.
As far as the players?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe? No.
Right, exactly. But the thing is, you can name, like, you can go back to when we considered it, like, oh, this was awesome. There's, like, it created, like, a million superstars.
Well, but how far back are we going to go? Because I would argue that Tina Fey was pretty fucking huge, and so was the other chick.
I still think that she was there when I think it's like some of the best.
Okay, yeah, because all those guys are .
Did Saturday Night Live get worse, or did everything else just get good? I feel like
I think TV has gotten a lot stronger. I think TV has gotten way strong.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Saturday Night Live has been pretty steady.
Brian, I'm gonna go like this. Just put my hand like this.
Little high five.
Speaking of, so Saturday Night Live has this, I don't remember the guy's name, it's Jay something, he's a black comedian, yeah, he's really fucking talented, he will be, if you ask me, one of the ones that will come out of this cast will be like, big like Adam Sandler was, he's fucking talented as shit.
I think hopefully he turns into Eddie Murphy, and then we can get an actual funny Eddie Murphy again.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I want Coming to America Eddie Murphy back, like, that is a movie that I can help.
You don't want Haunted Mansion, Eddie Murphy?
No.
I sat down and tried to watch that the other day. I don't know why.
Pluto Nash? I don't want Pluto Nash.
Eddie Murphy. It was... Yeah.
Okay, so are
we...
What
the place movie was it?
What? The place movie?
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I thought he was talking about Police Academy.
Beverly Hills Cop 2? So did I. I was like, what? That's not
Eddie
Murphy.
That's a different guy. That's
Michael Winslow.
I wasn't talking about
this. Not all black people look alike, Ryan. Jesus Christ, it always comes back to race with you.
Or it could be Hightower. Or Hooks. I named all of the people that... Mahoney.
The old Goose.
Yep.
So, as first, if we want to put TV shows to bed, or just to put a cap on it, we can still talk about it. But the top 10 on this, what is this, Hollywood Reporter, are The West Wing, it's number 11. The Simpsons, Ryan hates, is number 10.
Okay.
Mad Men is number 9.
Really?
Yeah.
whatever. It's both from our days. It's all time. It's all time. It's probably
Yeah. It's number 8 is I Love Lucy, so it's all time. 7 is Saturday Night Live, when they gave a cast the picture from the '70s. So fuck you, okay. Saturday Night Live. The Sopranos. I never watched The Sopranos.
I didn't either.
I watched the last episode though, so I know how it all ends.
Black screen.
He sleeps with a horse.
Seinfeld was number 5.
Okay. I like Seinfeld.
It's still good. Yeah, it's still good. You can sit down and watch it on like TBS at 5 o'clock or something and be excited or happy about
it's like
it.
It's the Minesweeper of TV where like you don't want to really do anything, but somehow you just like find yourself doing it. And you're like, that was enjoyable.
Sure, I'll buy that. 4 is Game of Thrones. What the fuck? Wow. Three is the X-Files. Dave's X-Files. 2 is Dave's Breaking Bad. And Adam, I believe, mentioned Friends, which is number 1. Yeah.
It'll be, like, number 1 for
number 0, Quantum
time.
Leap. Number 0, Quantum
I think that's, like, 470.
It might be on here. Quantum... Nope. Sorry. No quantum.
Nope. Sorry about that.
Nope. Ziggy, man. There's a 43% chance that that list is fucked.
Oh, I think it's higher than that.
Oh, that's a good callback, Ryan. That's a good callback.
See, Battlestar is number 95 on the list. Holy shit, that's way up there.
Really? Is that the original Battlestar or the new Battlestar?
No,
Have you watched that? That show is fucking garbage.
I love it.
I haven't watched it.
It's fucking garbage.
It's so bad, it's good.
Hey, here's a question. Here's a show that I watched a lot, and I really liked it, and I don't know why I liked it. So explain to me why I like the show Parenthood.
Oh, that show is good.
It was. It's over.
Oh, because it has lots of emotions.
I do like emotions.
Chris, if Chris could be an emo singer, he would be an emo singer.
So I started before we had our kid, I started watching like the first season of it.
Sure.
After that, I just kind of went, wow, this is a really bad show.
Really?
Tiffany loves that show. That was like her Saturday morning
show. I really liked it, yeah. I watched it all the time.
I think it was on Fridays.
I think it's kind of like Freaks and Geeks in the sense that...
But good.
No, just hear me out. That they both are like paced nicely. There's a slow pace. It's not like crazy. There's lots of drama, but then there's also like levity and moments of happiness. I think that well-rounded, it's refreshing to get that a kind of well-rounded show where you're not just always like... on the edge of your sheet. Sometimes you're
fucking Walking Dead, where everything turns out bad.
Yeah, like that's sometimes it's nice to just have like a nice. It's nice to sit down and relax with show versus one that you're like, that show's really exciting and awesome, but I'm kind of not in the mood for that. Maybe I don't know. That's what I.
No, I can see that, and I also really like that. Like seasons 1 through 4. They ended every episode on like a happy note. For some, they're like, there's no cliffhangers. Here's a happy thing that's happening, and go about your week and be happy.
Well, there's something relatable in every episode that could relate to anybody at any point in their life. You have a kid with a disability. Well, we've got a kid with a disability on the show. Let's show how the parents are struggling, and you could probably relate to how the parents are struggling. So I think that's what made it such a widespread enjoyable show.
55 was The Next Generation, just so people know. Notable callbacks. 55 was The Next Generation. Right next to The Wonder Years at 56.
What was the most popular Star Trek?
What?
Most popular Star Trek?
Oh, you mean on the list?
Yeah.
Generation.
I'm sorry. Star Trek, probably. It was The Next Generation was 55, yeah. I don't think any other ones made the list. Nope.
Some people are into the original more.
They're wrong. Oh, fuck. Never mind. Number 35 is the original, which is just wrong.
Maybe it's because, not so much because it was good in itself, but because it spawned a whole series of awesomeness.
Yeah, I think they're using a weird criteria because they have Saved by the Bell at like 38. And while that was a fine show and fun when we were growing up, it was not the 38th best show of all time.
Well, I agree
is it
with
Saved
that.
By the Bell college years?
Oh, no.
That is 7,864th out of 7,864.
Where's Full House on there?
I didn't see it, but maybe it's here. Full.
I feel like
it's number 76, yeah. Huh.
Interesting.
Good call. Huh, Yeah, no, I know it's an. I mean, obviously they're using some sort of weird metric that's not us, but I think our list would be substantially different. Although I'm sure 64 would be up on Ryan's wheelhouse because he loves doctors that are salty.
Oh, House. I was going to talk about House. I do like. I like it when people are like smart dudes are kind of dicks in television and movies.
Wait a minute! No, fuck you. You can't have it both ways. You can't have that they're not. They're not. That they have to be all, classy, and they can't be dicks. Which one do you want, classy or dicks?
It's an awkward question.
You love the dicks, just admit it. You like classy dicks even more.
I think it's a time and place, but I think it's fun. I think it's not necessarily dicks. It's fun to see people that say what they think and then they can back it up. You know, like that movie. Was the movie you saw, Amber? Where there's people that with the Big Short.
Falling asleep.
People that were like smart, and then they said like the market's gonna crash. You know, this housing market's out of control. Look at this, blah blah blah. But then though they told people in a way that was very aggressive / dickish, but then they were totally right and totally smart, and that was funny. And I enjoy it.
I just stopped listening to Ryan after I was like, "Hey, Amber, what do you call? What do we call my penis again?
The Big Short." The Big Short.
Okay. Oh damn!
I would put Doctor Who on my list though, personally.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, that was on there. It was like number I don't know. It was on there.
12.
Doctor Who's another number one. 12. What the problem with Doctor Who is I didn't like the originals.
The original, like the. I watched Tom really Baker on PBS when I was like little. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't my cup of tea back then. Yeah,
and I would put
probably a lot of stuff that we didn't get at that.
If my 11-year-old self was making a list, I would put Benny Hill on there because man, that show made me feel some weird shit when I was 11 years old. I'm just all like, wow, there's this little chubby dude who's getting chased around by chicks in bikinis, and I'm like, that's the life. I wish I could. That would happen to me.
Yeah.
Never watched that show.
But you had to have seen it, like, in passing, right? Well, actually, no.
Yeah, I
won't be surprised if you didn't.
I know of it somehow, but I never watched it. Pee-wee's Playhouse. For some reason, I'm reminded now when you're talking about young stuff. That show's funny.
Gave you a little chubby.
He's like Larry Fishburne comes sauntering in as Cowboy Curtis, making him feel uncomfortable.
Cowboy Curtis.
He can lasso me any day.
Heidi ho.
Oh yeah, I remember that guy.
Make it like a high, make a Johnny ho.
Yeah, I think we.
Virtual high fives.
Oh Jesus Christ! You and your high fives.
Virtual high fives.
We pretty much beat TV shows into the ground.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they could
we
probably
got time for a game of League if we.
You know. So. Okay, that could be another category for a different day.
What, you want to tease us?
Write it down.
I was just basically going to say, like, what movie is universally despised by people but you love?
Oh, that Blazing. I would say Blazing Saddles is closest on that list for me.
Well, no, that's universally loved, but you hate.
No. I like that movie. I think it's funny, and it's a good capsule of our time. But especially, like, college students, if you show them that movie now, they'd be outraged. I mean, it would be fucking over. They'd be like, racist, and it's so... But it's a really good kind of snapshot of, you know, when we didn't have to be so PC to express... Kind of like Tarantino's new movie, where they were not PC in that movie, and I can see people bitching about that.
Right.
Waterworld.
Universally hated, but you love it?
That's pretty fucking good. And it was pretty well... It was very poorly received. It was like
I just like the fact that they had a guy who was down in the tank of the ship measuring the oil, which they could have done with a rope. Like, there were so many things about that movie that I love, but I also hate so much.
Yeah.
Mine would be Dune, dude. I love Dune. I can watch it.
Who doesn't like Dune?
Yeah.
Everybody likes Dune.
That movie is, like, by critics, it is universally despised. Everyone hates that movie.
by critics. Fuck critics.
Ryan's movie would be The Black Knight.
Your daughter's a freak.
Almost every movie I like. So it's tough.
Except for black comedies.
Dark comedies.
Dark comedies.
Let's not bring race into it again. Fucking Ryan.
Yeah, way to go.
Exactly.
What about you, Adam? Dave, too?
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Anything that you love that
it's
you
a
know?
Lifelong journey. Thank you for searching for the answer to that question for many years.
It might take a while.
I like that last, actually, while you think about it, I like that last fucking movie that where nothing happened and there was the guy who says, I think we got a Transformer. What movie is that?
Transformers?
No. But that's the guy from the movie where nothing happens. I think it's called The Happening.
Oh.
I tried so hard to like that movie where nothing fucking happened.
Like it started off so cool. Like, shit would happen and be like, okay, dude stabs himself in the chest. Adam,
and the baby
what happened?
Podcast.
What do you mean, what happened?
Hey, baby, how are you?
What grew out of your chest? Is that fucking Quato?
Does that mean we're done here, or you guys got some movies?
Adam has nothing.
I'm still trying to figure that one out. It's tough.
So we're looking for something that was universally despised, but we loved.
I don't know why you put it like it's something you've been searching for throughout your entire life.
I might say the American Hills president.
Beverly Hills Ninja? Fuck you, American President was amazing. Beverly Hills Ninja was that one guy. I never watched that movie, I don't think. Yeah, that guy.
Shaq Steele. Pretty good. Anything with Shaq in it, it's probably despised.
Shaq Fu.
Electric Boogaloo. Okay. That was a good question. I'm glad we answered it. Maybe we can revisit it again later.
Yeah, good job. Ooh,
okay.
Roger Ebert loved the American president. 100.
Everybody loves the American president. American president's amazing. Anybody got anything to before we go?
No.
I
want to play a game, man. Let's do that shit.
You're a
do
game.
It up. You guys in for one? You know, is it too late?
It's too late.
How's Amber's hobby going?
Amber's hobby?
Come on, say it.
You're talking about her business?
Say it in front of her.
Just Ryan, say it. Ask her how the hobby's going.
Okay, before we get into trouble, we'll take it easy. Thanks, everybody. We'll be again next week. Later.
All right, see you
bye.
Guys,
bye.